All right. It's Labor Day, the last beach day for many. Here's something to read if you're down on the sand. This is a labor theme-related book. It's called Low Wage America. I think it might appeal to Bill Quigley. Anyway, the book argues that smart companies can both pay good wages and make good profits. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand spoke with one of the authors, Annette Bernhardt.
Annette Bernhardt, at the beginning of the book, you start with an interesting statistic that about a quarter of American workers are low-wage workers. And so you and the other authors of the book went through many industries. And what did you find?
The central finding behind this book is that in every industry that we studied, there were a lot of low-wage employers, but there were also always examples of employers who were able to pay a living wage, who were able to provide health insurance benefits. And so the hotel example is actually a really good one. If you're a housekeeper in San Francisco or New York City or Las Vegas, you make $13 an hour, you have health insurance, and you have job security. If you're a housekeeper in another hotel in another city, you are making $6 to $7 an hour. You have no health insurance. You're cleaning probably 20 rooms a day, and you're not doing as good a job. So here we have a case where the hotels in both cases are very competitive, are making profits. But in one set of cities, the frontline workers are making living wages, and in another set of cities, they aren't.
And how do you account for the differences?
So there's actually two pieces to it. One is that the hotel unions in the big major cities in this country are really quite strong. And also in a lot of those cities, what they've started to do is work with employers to enable employers to what we call take the high road. In some cases, they help them figure out how to be able to afford health care, right? It's this growing model of a partnership between the public and private sector and unions to figure out how to grow good jobs.
But presumably a lot of these hotels are part of hotel chains or big conglomerates. So would it be conceivable that in the cities where the wages aren't as high, they're making a bigger profit and can thereby subsidize the cities where the unions have greater power and the wages are higher?
In fact, the profit margins in the union cities were actually just as high. And the way that we explain that is that well-paid workers sort of pay for themselves, right? We've known for a long time, actually, in a number of industries, that if you pay workers well, they don't turn over as often. Turnover turns out to be very costly for employers. The cost is around $3,000 to $4,000 every time they have to replace a worker.
Well, presumably companies know that. So why aren't they paying higher wages across the board?
Employers really need help. A single firm on its own may not be able to afford health insurance, and this is a problem especially for small employers. Collaborations between many employers and community colleges and unions, if there are unions, sort of figure out mutually how do we create better jobs and become more productive, and how do we pool resources. So five firms can get together and can fill a community college class. The public sector can help subsidize a pooled health insurance fund. So these are all ways that the public sector can help to support individual firms as they try to take the high road.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Annette Bernhardt is a senior policy analyst at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU School of Law and the co-author of Low Wage America, How Employers Are Reshaping Opportunity in the Workplace.
That interview from Day to Day's Madeline Brand.